ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 11, Chapter 2, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Nine Yogendras. Text number 28.
Okay.
Sri Videha Uvacha.
Sri Videha
Uvacha.
Manye Bhagavata
Saksha. Parsha Danvo Madhudvishaha. Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Pavanaya
Charantihi Pavanaya Charantihi
Sri Videha Uvacha
Sri Videha Uvacha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Parshadanva Madhudvishaha
Parshadanva Madhudvishaha
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Bhavanaya Charantihi
Bhavanaya Charantihi
Sri Videha Uvacha
Sri Videha Uvacha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Parshadanva Madhudvishaha
Parshadanva Madhudvishaha
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam Bhavanaya Charantihi
Bhavanaya Charantihi Sri Videha Uvacha
Sri Videha Uvacha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Parshadanvo Madhudvishaha
Parshadanvo
Madhudvishaha Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Bhavanaya Charantihi
Bhavanaya Charantihi Sri Videha Uvacha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha
Manye Bhagavata Saksha Parshadanvo Madhudvishaha
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Vishnu Bhutani Lokanam
Bhavanaya Charantihi
Bhavanaya Charantihi Let's chant. Okay, word for word, please repeat. Sri Videha Uvacha
Sri Videha Uvacha
King Videha said
King Videha said
Manye
Manye
I consider Bhagavata
Bhagavata
Of the Supreme Lord
Of the Supreme Lord
Sakshat
Sakshat
Directly
Directly
Parshadan
Parshadan
Personal Associates
Personal Associates
Vaha
Vaha
You
You
Madhudvishaha
Madhudvishaha
The enemy of Madhu
Vishnu
of Lord Vishnu,
Bhutani,
the servants,
Lokanam
of all the worlds,
Pavanaya
of the purification,
for the purification,
Charanti,
they move about,
he
indeed.
Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: King Videha said. King Videha said, "I think that you must be direct associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous as the enemy of the demon Madhu. Indeed, the pure devotees of Lord Vishnu wandered throughout the universe not for their personal selfish interest, but to purify all the conditioned souls." Purport. King Nimi here welcomes the great sages by glorifying their transcendental activities. It is well known that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the three modes of material nature, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.13, Mam Ebhya Param Avyayam. Similarly, his pure devotees are also on the transcendental platform. One may ask how such transcendental living beings such as the associates of Lord Vishnu could be seen within the material world. Therefore it is stated here, Pavanaya Charantihi, The associates of Lord Vishnu travel throughout the universe to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A representative of the governor may be seen moving within the prison house, but that does not mean that the governor's representative has become a conditioned prisoner. It is understood that he is within the prison to negotiate the possible release of those prisoners who have rectified their criminal propensity. Similarly, the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Parivrajakacharya, wander throughout the universe, inviting everyone to surrender to Lord Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the mercy of the associates of Lord Vishnu has been described in connection with the salvation of Ajamil. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has pointed out that the associates of Lord Vishnu are as merciful as the Lord himself. Even though the ignorant members of human society are not interested in approaching the servants of Lord Vishnu, the devotees of the Lord, without any false prestige, act to liberate the conditioned souls from their perpetual misfortune. So, translation again, please repeat, I think, responsibly. King Vidhe has said, I think that you must be direct associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous as the enemy of the, as the famous of the enemy, of the demon Maru. Indeed, the pure devotees of Lord Vishnu wander throughout the universe, not for their personal, selfish interests, but to purify all the conditioned souls. Om Ajnata Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Melicham Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garaha Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham karoti vachalam pangun langai te gurin yakripa tamaham vande shi gurin dinatarinam. So this is much of a surprise for you as it is for me. I wasn't expecting to give class this morning. So, we're hearing here about the King Videha is glorifying the nine Yogendras for their act of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. And then he's explaining how the pure devotee, out of their natural compassion, travel throughout the universe, delivering conditioned souls from the clutches of the material energy. Now, so the definition of compassion. Compassion means to accept difficulties, to willingly accept difficulties for the benefit of others. So there's the pastime of Vasudeva Datta. He was the perfect example of one who sincerely prayed to the Lord to accept all the sinful reactions of the conditioned souls in the material world so that they would not have to suffer. We can see that in the lives of the pure devotees, how they willingly undergo so much suffering and inconvenience to aid the living entities into understanding Krishna. Taking the life of Srila Prabhupada, for example, he went through so much difficulties in bringing Krishna consciousness to the West, and even preaching in India. You know, there's one story when Prabhupada, he was distributing his magazines, and the Back to Godhead magazines. And he got gorged by a bull and was left on the side of the road to die. That didn't stop him. You know, he had so much determination to help people, that he continued with his mission and then brought it over to the Western countries. And then even coming over on the Jaladuta, he suffered two heart attacks. And then, but still he carried on. And so this is a true act of compassion. So in the last sentence of the purport, I'll just read this out. Even though the ignorant members of human society are not interested in approaching the servants of Lord Vishnu, the devotees of the Lord, without any false prestige, act to liberate the conditioned souls from their perpetual misfortune. So I said that the mood of the devotee in approaching the conditioned souls, so that one should approach the conditioned souls with a piece of straw in their teeth and glorify them, saying, "Oh, you are such a wonderful person, you are so learned, you are so wealthy, you know, you have so much fortune." Now, so when one glorifies them, they become very puffed up. I think, yes, wow, this person is so kind. You know, he's given me this nice glorification. But he's right, of course. But and then when they appreciate you for the glorification, then you say, okay, now take to Krishna consciousness. Now chant Hare Krishna. And I said, you can't in this day and age, you can't preach to anyone unless you become their friend first. You have to make friends with them, otherwise they won't trust you. You know, and when they trust you, and they can see the results of practicing spiritual life, then you can start put some pressure on them to start practicing Krishna consciousness. Um, So this this act of approaching the conditioned souls without false prestige, this is this can be a very difficult quality to acquire, especially coming fresh out of the material energy, being chewed up by Maya. So, but by even just by the act of practicing, just by the act of endeavor, Krishna cleanses the heart of any false prestige. And when purity is the force, so when Krishna cleanses the heart, then we become pure and we're able to approach the conditioned souls without this false prestige. Maybe I can, it's only a short purport, so maybe I'll read the purport again for those who didn't, who came in a bit late. This is a bit of a spontaneous class. Okay. King Nimi here welcomes this purport. King Nimi here welcomes the great sages by glorifying their transcendental activities. It is well known that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.13, Man Evya Paramavyayam. Similarly, his pure devotees are also on the transcendental platform. One may ask how such transcendental living beings as the associates of Lord Vishnu could be seen within the material world. Therefore it is stated here, Pavanaya Charantihi. The associates of Lord Vishnu travel throughout the universe to reclaim the fallen, conditioned souls on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A representative of the governor may be seen moving within the prison house, but that does not mean that the governor's representative has been a conditioned prisoner, has become a conditioned prisoner. It is understood that he is within the prison to negotiate the possible release of the prisoners who have rectified their criminal propensity. Similarly, the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Parivrajakacharyas, wander throughout the universe, inviting everyone to surrender to Lord Krishna and go home back to Godhead for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the mercy of the associates of Lord Vishnu has been described in connection with the salvation of Ajahnil. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that the associates of Lord Vishnu are as merciful as the Lord himself. Even though the ignorant members of human society are not interested in approaching the service of Lord Vishnu, the devotees of the Lord, without any false prestige, act to liberate the conditioned souls from their perpetual misfortune. So my mind's gone a bit blank. Has anyone got any questions or anything anyone would like to add? Any comments? So this is a very nice example Ridhananda Maharaj has given in the purple about the representative of the governor or the warden in the prison. He's within the prison, but he's not one of the prisoners. He's able to go in and out of the prison. So similarly, the pure devotees of the Lord, even though they're externally within the material world, actually they're residents of the spiritual realm. And they're not afflicted by the conditions of the inmates in the prison, the prisons. Has anyone got anything they'd like to add? Any questions or comments?
Can you repeat the
translation again? King Vadeha says, I think that you must be a direct associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous as the enemy of the demon Maru. Indeed, the pure devotees of Lord Vishnu wander throughout the universe not for their personal selfish interest, but to purify all the conditioned souls. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopre Manandu.